I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in snake rescue.
So it's a very nice hot day today, and I've had a call from a school in the Hazelmere area. It's a boarding school, so there's always people there. Apparently last night they found a pretty large python on the property. There are quite a few pythons in the area. I've caught there before. And I was told it's got a bit of an injury on its head. It's bleeding. So they've managed to get into a box, which I was very impressed with. And so I said, okay, I'll come up. Now, a guy who's there at the school who's, I think, fixing things, he's had a look. He heard that one of the guys tried to kill the snake to eat it or to use it for muti. Unfortunately, this is a common fate pythons meet. They're often killed because people believe they can do something for them. Well, people believe if you eat them, you get very strong. That's all a myth. So we lose a lot of pythons because of a lack of education. It's just like rhinos. Rhinos have been killed for no good reason, but it's because people think the rhino horn does something for them when in fact it doesn't. So it's similar to the python situation. It's actually illegal because pythons are a protected species, so you legally cannot kill them. So I'm a bit ticked off, to be honest. It's just frustrating for someone that loves snakes when someone tries to kill it. And however, I'm grateful to the staff at the school, whoever they were, for saving it, for not allowing it to be killed. And they managed to save it. Yeah, unfortunately, I couldn't chat to you while I was there. There's just too much going on. There's just so many people, the school kids. I lifted up the board. The python looked okay. Then I brought it out, and it was trying to get away. It was moving like a python. But I could just see something not quite right with the neck area. And I could see a wound just behind its head. It struck at me a few times. It actually managed to bite me on the leg, on the shin. But there's only like one or two teeth marks. I'm not quite sure if it's because a few of its teeth have been knocked out or just didn't get a good grip. But it's not looking very good, to be honest. It looks like a bit of a few puncture wounds behind its neck. Very small, but there's blood coming out. There's this... tear of the skin behind its head, and there was a lot of blood where you can see where the guys hit it with a rock. There's a lot of blood there, so I'm not too hopeful at this stage. It's a shame. You can just see it's not happy. You can see it's miserable. It's in pain. You know, it's not right. It's why I do what I do, because people don't realize that killing snakes all the time are very funny and that, but it's wrong. You know, that snake wouldn't hurt anyone. Okay, it's not a large python, it's about 2.5 meters. But that's not going to hurt anyone. You know, unless someone goes and jumps on it, it's not going to hurt anyone. Might hurt a chicken or two, but not hurting people. And if they really want to go on there, people need to learn they can call for a snake catcher. I was going to go straight to the vet with this python, but now I've got a mamba call in the Glenwood area. They said to me it's a long brown snake, between 1 meter and 2 meters, a brownish black snake, and it went under or next to an outside couch. And now when they said the snake realized it was being watched, it moved up into the couch. So it's hiding in a couch outside. So I said, great, should be contained. I'm flying there now. I'm going at the speed limit. It shouldn't move anywhere. Hoping I catch it. Haven't had a marmot 10 days or so now, getting withdrawal symptoms. So I'm hoping it's a quick catch and I can go to the vet. But I want to get this python out of its misery. I'm hoping it doesn't need to be euthanized. Actually, I'm pretty sure it doesn't at the moment. But hopefully we can get it some painkillers or something just to ease that pain, poor thing. So hopefully I can chat to you when I'm at the couch. The magic mamba couch. So it was on the floor, then it sneaked up.
It sneaked up on through the wall, and it looked like it was pushing itself in between the wall and this couch.
Okay. He's just in your wall here. I might have to break some of your wall. I don't know how you feel about me breaking your wall. Well, it's that or a black mamba.
You've got children.
Of course. So don't get it on.
Because it couldn't have gone in the couch, as far as I can see. Time to break. Yeah, it's
trying to move. I'm worried it's trying to get that side.
Not that fast.
Hang on, just pass your hammer quick. Let's just see if I can... there. So yeah, as you would have heard, I have found it. The couch was up against a wall, and they said it moved up, and it looked like it went into the couch, but it didn't because there was no hole in the couch. So then I noticed the hole in the wall, looked in, and there it was. So I've just come back to my car, just get another torch. There you go. So yeah, now I think we're gonna have to take a brick out and get it out. The people don't care as long as we get it. Got the python, he's sitting in the shade here in the back. He's happy. Well, as happy as can be. And yeah, let's see how this goes. I should always come with construction guys. We've got a jackhammer. That's gonna be perfect. Never caught a snake using a, like, I've never made a hole using a jackhammer. So for me it's a new experience. Got a portion of the body.
It's heavy.
It's the tail side. I hope. But now it looks like it's reversing, so I think the head side's gonna. It actually looks like it's going to the right. Oh, it's a big snake, yeah. Okay, now I've got a good grip. I don't know what side I've got. Oh, I've got the head side. Yeah. Okay, it's alright. Just stand back. All sorted. You don't need to panic. I couldn't actually see, but I could see out of the corner of my eye, your eyes, all of your eyes just going wide, and I could see you all ready to run. But I got it, it's all good.
Wow.
Hey, it's a big snake, eh? What size? I reckon 2.2 meters. A good size. I was worried you were calling me out for a little house snake or something, but no, you were calling for the real deal, eh? My nerves. Oh, my nerves are fine. I could just see everyone else's nerves when it shot out the wall. Suddenly, my path here was clear and there was no one around. Well, that was a very interesting experience for me. That's the first time I've extracted a mamba using a jackhammer. Okay, I didn't actually use it, but you know what I mean. Thankfully, this chap I met at the python called Vaynant, he was the one keeping that python safe while I was in the box, because it was trying to get out. There were people coming up to it. He was keeping it all safe and keeping me in the loop as I was making my way there. He kept updating me. So I was very grateful for that. And when he heard that I was going for a mamba straight afterwards, he wanted to come with and see. So I'm very glad he did, because he had all the tools in the world to help me, him and his team. Very grateful to them. And the homeowners here were very nice people. They didn't want the snake at all, but they didn't want to kill it or didn't want it hurt. They just wanted it gone. And that's the main thing, you know, people not wanting to kill every snake they see. Yeah, it was quite interesting, because I reached in with the tongs and grabbed what I could see, and I pulled gently. It was quite hard to get it out of there. Eventually, after a bit of tug of war, it eventually came free and I started pulling. And you could see it was unraveling a bit, and an end of the snake was going to pop out. But the problem is we didn't know which end of the snake. And it turned out to be the head. And as soon as that head popped out, geez, everyone just ran. I wish I had that on camera. It was quite funny. But no, the problem was when the head was outside, my tongs were still in the hole on the body. So I had to pull the tongs out gently. When it did that, the snake started moving out. It came out. Again, people moved even further away, I managed to pin it down, no problems. Everyone was very, very relieved. I'm always relieved after I've successfully pinned down the mamba. Then there's still the case of getting it in a bucket. I don't use bags, I use buckets, but that went relatively smoothly, so all is good. Now, the snake contained, I'm on my way to the vet in Durban North. So, been to Verulam, Glenwood, now to Durban North. That's a lot of running around today. It's hot. Could be with a cold coat or something. But yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's 2 o'clock now, that I've got a feeling the day is not over. So we'll see what it has in store for us.
This has been another real life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.